Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Adrian here at Turbo Stream. So we're sitting in front of the log fire now. I'm going to put some more wood on. I know as Bridges go on about the weather. One thing you can't beat on a cold, frosty autumn evening, and that's a log fire. Just watching the flames dance as the bits of wood start to burn, flickering in the darkness. Always have the lights turned down low, so the focal point for the room is the fire. What kind of fire I put in? I've had it about 10, 15 years maybe. It's one of the reasons I like the house, is the fact I've got this small cast iron Victorian fire. I think originally it was out of a Victorian bedroom. And it's cast iron in the shape of a U, upside down U, and there's a flap at the back that lets the smoke up the chimney. We've got a few fireworks going off in the background. It really does make the most of these cold evenings. It really does. I love it. I like me warm, sunny weather. But you can't beat a nice blazing log fire to warm your feet up with. Anyway, so tonight I've eaten haggis for the first time I think I can remember. I think I may have had it a long time ago when I was a small child, and I don't think I really enjoyed it then. But then I suppose Most children don't really like what's given to them. I certainly didn't like most of the food that was given to me when I was a child. I used to live on all sorts. But I suppose your palate gets older and your tastes change. So I thought I'd do a quick autumnal evening audio boo on haggis. It's recommended by my dear friend McColgan up there in Scotland. Well, I must say, it was very nice. I really enjoyed it. I'll need to go and look at the name of it. So I've forgotten. Let's get the packet out and have a look. So it's called Simon Harry's Original Haggis. It's got various things in it. So if you don't like meat, it's probably not the dish for you. It's saying it's got lamb lungs, haggis seasoning. Haggis seasoning mix. Oatmeal, dried onions, barley, salt, spices, colour. A150. Water, beef fat, beef liver and beef heart. The one thing I didn't expect was it to be spicy. I wasn't expecting that at all, actually. I don't normally like spicy things. And so when I was eating it, it was slightly on the spicy side. Nothing really bad. But anyone who knows me knows I don't really like spicy food at all. I don't do curry or balti or Indian or anything like that. I normally like my plain food. The texture was quite filling. I guess that's the idea of it. A good hearty winter food. So I guess it was probably invented. I don't know when it was invented. McColgan. A history lesson on haggis, if you don't mind. But I'm guessing it was invented for as a winter stock up food to fill you up for long cold winter nights up in Scotland. Maybe up in the remote cottages somewhere. It was all balled up and then cooked, so it filled you up. It was a relatively cheap and filling meal. I'll say, I really enjoyed it. Much like a dry version of faggots. I like faggots. And they're a bit more softer. Now, whether I slightly overcooked mine, I'm not sure. I did mine in the microwave. Following the instructions. But unfortunately, my microwave is quite old. So I may have given it a slot of 2 or 3 minutes too long. So it may have just been slightly dry. Not that it mattered. Lovely and tasty. Where I should have boiled it or done it in the oven, like it said, I don't know. Anyway, it was I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'll have it again, I think, definitely. Probably not every week, you know, certainly in the winter time. I'll know where to get it from, local Sainsbury's. I must say, I sent a tweet to McColgan last night looking for haggis. And when I said I went in my local Sainsbury's after going from the snow club about 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and I included Sainsbury's in the tweet, and within an hour they told me where it was stocked. So I think that's a good thumbs up for Sainsbury's, definitely. I went there this morning to different stores about another 4 or 5 miles up the road, and they got it in stock. So yeah, I think I'll have haggis again, I think, definitely. So that's how my fire's going. Not the roar of the fire. I don't want to get too close or burn my Zoom. Maybe you can hear that, the flames dancing. Do like the quiet flutter of the flames, really nice. When I first started burning open wood fires, I was burning all sorts of wood, and you can't really beat properly seasoned wood that you chop up. All these modern woods, I was burning the blocks of pallets because I work at a printer's, and when I first had it, I took the pallets to pieces and tried to burn the wooden blocks and some of the sheeting of it. And it was just spitting all over the place. So you really do need proper seasoned wood. I think Daylock Gamma's got a fire. He may chime in on this. Maybe we'll feel to get on with the proper wood. I do like a nice bit of coal and a bit of wood on top. Certainly heats the house up. I think it's a male thing, fires. Something primeval about making a fire. Maybe at a campsite. Maybe when we were in the caves. Well, then thousands and millions of years ago. It must have been the man's job to keep the family warm. There we go, a nice bit of it. Yes, that's a quick boot from by the fireside. So I'm going to let my haggis go down, and I'm going to have a nice cook mug of cocoa a bit later. Brilliant. Well, once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch up in the next boot. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll speak soon. Turn on a bit.